This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden made a surprise stop at a garage-themed restaurant in a western suburb of Detroit, where he told diners he planned to, quote, finish the job. Instead of Trump, the alternative is not much of an alternative.
But we have real opportunities, real opportunities. And so we got to finish the job, and I promise you, I'm okay.
Biden got a boost earlier in the day when two prominent Democrats, Representative James Clyburn and California Governor Gavin Newsom, said he should stay in the race. But there were signs that his support was weakening elsewhere as two more lawmakers called on him to drop out. Democratic office holders, donors, and activists are trying to determine whether Biden is their best bet to defeat Trump in the November 5th election and serve another four-year term in the White House. At least eight bodies were discovered on Friday in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, eyewitnesses and rights groups told Reuters, amid ongoing tensions following last month's anti-government protests. Christy Kilburn from Reuters has the story.
So, atujui.
Makuru Justice Center activist Milia Nayamota says most of the bodies are women and that they, quote, don't know whether they are among the people who were abducted because of the protests. Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japheth Koome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Koome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A SpaceX rocket accident leaves the company's Starlink satellites in the wrong orbit, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
For the first time in a decade, a SpaceX rocket failed. The company says the Falcon 9, carrying 20 Starlink satellites, had an upper stage engine malfunction. The satellites are in an orbit so low, they're doomed to fall through the atmosphere and burn up. SpaceX is blaming it all on a liquid oxygen leak. There was no mention of when these satellites might come down. The FAA says the problem must be fixed before Falcon rockets can fly again. It's not known how this might impact SpaceX's upcoming crew flights. A billionaire space flight is scheduled for the end of the month, with plans for the first private spacewalk. I'm Ed Donahue.
A UN envoy says terrorism and organized crime by violent extremist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are a, quote, pervasive threat in Africa's volatile Sahel region. And Leonardo Santos Samoa adds that those ills are spilling over to West Africa's coastal countries. The UN Special Envoy for the Sahel and West Africa says the focus on combating terrorism has had limited effect in stopping illegal trafficking in the Sahel, and the effort requires more police. After briefing the UN Security Council on Friday, Samoa added, it's drugs, it's weapons, it's human beings, it's mineral resources, and even food. The involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been thrown out by a New Mexico judge, and he won't be put on trial again. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A stunning development in the trial that began just days ago against actor Alec Baldwin and a shooting on the set of his movie Rust.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy.
Judge Mary Marlowe Summer has dismissed the case, agreeing with Baldwin's lawyers there had been misconduct by police and prosecutors over evidence withheld from the defense.
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence.
Baldwin was charged in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust in 2021. He cried and hugged his lawyers when the judge announced she was dismissing the case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk and his centrist coalition government have suffered a defeat in parliament, where a slim majority rejected legislation that would have eased the strict anti-abortion law. Tusk and his liberal civic coalition party supported the draft that would have lifted the current punishment for persons aiding women in abortion. But it was a key element in Tusk's program of reversing the policies of the previous right-wing government that have drawn massive protests. However, some lawmakers in the wider ruling coalition voted against the change, exposing cracks in the governing bloc. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.